Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. If you're not in Starkville, you're not in Tupelo, not a problem. Just go to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com, get it delivered right to your door. You can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning with strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that
beef.
So somebody on the board said you need to put a little more into that. So let's try that one more time. Ready? Ready?
Sure.
Here we go. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that
beef.
It's what's for dinner. There we go. That's what I'm talking about. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. It is summer. It is time to grill. So whether you're just doing up some steaks or burgers real quick or you want to go big with a brisket, I saw a video today, one of my top YouTube barbecue guys doing a six-hour brisket. I'm intrigued. You have my attention. Apparently, there's a lot of food science involved, so I don't know if that's going to be for me or not. But I'm going to watch the video, and I'll see what I think. I've never done a brisket. I've done one once, and it was such a process. I was like, I'll leave that to the pros going forward.
$6 is not a lot of time.
That's what has me concerned. I want to see how this comes out, but because that's normally like a 12 to 14 hour deal, and
that's an all day thing.
I can't be bothered to get up at 5 a.m. and start. I just can't. Like, I'll do a pork butt. I'll start at like 8 a.m. It's done by dinner time. I can make that happen, but a brisket is just – that's just not the life for me. I let the pros handle that. But I'll see what he says. I'll see what it looks like. Maybe I'll be doing it soon enough, and you can too. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Everything maroon and white at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area. Originally by Fleet Feet, full by the half shell. You can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Father's Day is coming up. Don't leave Dad hanging. Get him a great gift from College Corner. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. Well, then you need to talk to the good people at Priority One Bank, bankers that treat you with respect, that know you by name, not just by your account number. If you live in Central Mississippi, you live near a Priority One Bank location. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. As you can see, Carlo on the road today. He'll be back and start. When will you be back?
I will be back on Thursday.
So tomorrow, are we doing another Zoom? Just because we had some issues today. I'm just sitting here in the office. First off, he texted me. Carlo texted me at like 9:50. He's like, "We're still good for 10." I was like, "Yeah, I'm leaving the house right now." Great. I get here. It's like 10:04. I'm like, "This son of a text me to say."
I was ready like, at 10:04.
Well, that's what I'm getting to. I was like, he's like, "Are you going to be ready on time?" And I'm sitting here, and he's late. And then he texts me. He's like, "I'm ready whenever." And I just, "Are you not in Starkville?" "No." "Oh." So we had a little miscommunication there, but we got through it. And that was the moment of the day. Today's the Rumblings. That's brought to you by our friends over at Paul Davis Restoration. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, storm, and mold damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. They don't stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. This is that time of year where we get a lot of random pop-up thunderstorms. So if you have some storm damage, call my friends at Paul Davis Restoration in Starkville, in the Golden Triangle, or in Tupelo. All right, let's just jump right in. I think we got some good questions today, to be honest with you. Let's start off with Ryan Reynolds, the actor. Out of these daily online games, which ones have you tried and which ones have you favorite? Whirl, Worldle, Geosports, Minute Cryptic, Immaculate Grid, and Other. So So I, being an old man, I have a daily game routine. I do this stuff because I try to keep my brain sharp. I know, you know, that there could come a time where I'm like, what's going on? I don't want to be that guy. So I try to keep as sharp as I can. So my pattern, I do Wordle, and I have a friend that I go back and forth with on the Wordle. So I send her my Wordle, and then when she, you know, and then when one of us wins, there's inevitably some smack talk happening. Then I do the New York Times Sports Connections. I'll take a look at the Immaculate Grid. And if it's like, if I think I can do it, I'll do it. And I always do it on Saturday because Saturday is just categories, right? There's no teams involved. But sometimes you look and it's like, all right, Pirates, Marlins, Rays, and Rockies. I got no chance. I can't do that. I can't do that. So I do that. Then I do, so that's what I do on the phone. Then I go to my laptop and I do Geosports. I do the Quartle, which is a four-way Wordle. And then I do the Worldle. That's my morning routine for games. Do you do any of these things?
You do every single one he said.
Well, I've never heard of Minute Cryptic. I'm gonna look at that one though. But I do the rest of the games he mentioned. Yes.
Wow. Okay. I wouldn't say I do any of these on a regular basis. Really, honestly, I've probably only done a few of them a few times. Mm-hmm. Immaculate Grid is fun, but if they get into some, I'm not gonna lie, I don't really know MLB history like that crazy.
Yeah.
If it's like that, I can do NFL, I can do NBA, but hockey and that, probably not getting it, but I don't do any of these on a regular basis. Avery made me sound, she's like, listening to this podcast, you sound so boring. It sounds like you do nothing.
Well,
you haven't watched
she,
anything.
She knows you.
I'm just like, dang, really? I don't know. I do stuff, guys. I just don't. Maybe not the stuff you guys do.
Well, and also we have to take into account that I am 50 and you're not. So, you know, I'm trying to think about the long term here. So I'm trying to keep the brain sharp.
I'll get into that stuff eventually.
I looked at today's. Let me look at the grid real quick here. Today is one I could get maybe six of the grids, squats, squares on there. Like, I know Orioles and Angels, that's Adam Frazier. I try to work as many Diamond Dogs in as I can. Angels Hall of Fame, Dodgers Hall of Fame, All-Star Hall of Fame, could certainly do that. Nationals/Expos All-Star could do that. Orioles All-Star, I could easily do that. But Angels, Expos, and then the Dodgers, it's tough. If I can get a grid like that has Giants, Cubs, Yankees, and Braves, the Cardinals, I'm in good spot there. So, and if I don't know a Cubs thing, I can always just go, "Hey Jennifer, Cubs, Mariners," and she'll rattle one off for me. So, there we go. So yeah, and then that's my morning is I spend it playing these games. Brick Thomas asks us, in all seriousness, who would you put as the commissioner over all college athletics because the NCAA is done for? Don't you think it has to be somebody that's independently wealthy? Like, we need somebody whose money is not going to be tied to TV contracts and things like that. We need somebody who comes in like honestly, somebody like a Mark Cuban who just comes in.
I'd be fine with that.
I know you would. He'd be like, as of today, Indiana has more money than anyone. But somebody like that. And they need to be, but they have to have some, like, very little connection to college sports. I need somebody who's not, like, you would say, well, what about Cody Campbell? Obviously not. So I need a billionaire who's not a huge sports fan. That also has some common sense. I don't need Elon Musk up in here going, what can we do to make the aliens like us? I don't need that guy.
I'm good on that.
So that I don't know who that person is, but that person needs to be out there. Or Timothy Chalamet, one of the two.
That honestly, yeah, we need someone that is going to harp and enforce the rules and not be tied to money. Like, expanding the NCAA tournament was stupid. That was purely a money move, and it's ruining, or I don't want to say it's ruining, but it's affecting.
You could say ruining.
I mean, it's at the very least affecting one of the greatest postseason sports, and it's a shame because that is like the purest money grab ever. Like, there's no other explanation for it. Like, Indiana basketball is a bubble team this year. They were just on the outside. That team had no business making the tournament. Sorry to all my Hoosier friends listening, if you are. They had no business making the tournament. They were terrible at the end of the year. And for next year, if they were to have the same year as this year, they would have made it. It's just stupid. It's a money grab. We need someone that will harp down and not do stuff like that. I mean, this whole Brennan Sorsby thing is sending college athletics into a different stratosphere.
This is the thing that's gonna change. This
People
is the tipping point, I think.
thinking about not.
Another Malcolm Gladwell book right there for you. The tipping point.
Oh,
This is
tipping
what it
point.
is. Yeah.
Yeah, it quite literally is.
Also from Brick, a less serious question. What is your best all-time song to sing in the shower? So I know that our friend of the show and my good friend Ryan Nelson has we were staying in a hotel and he decided to record from outside of the bathroom as I was singing. I believe it was It Must Have Been Love by Roxette. I don't know if that's the best song to sing, but that's the one they've got me on video singing.
I don't sing in the shower really. Purple Rain though by
Ooh,
Prince
that's a good
definitely.
choice. So you want to
Like,
pick something that has some harmony because the shower like traps the noise, and so like More Than a Feeling by Boston would be a good one.
oh, that would be a good one.
Because like you can't hit those notes in real life, but in the shower,
Shower's helping you.
it helps you. It helps you. Yeah.
Yes.
Richard Harbison, what would your first purchase be if you had $1 million? No saving, no investing, has to be for yourself. I mean, can I call a trip that? Like, if you give me $1 million, like you got to spend it today. Can I go somewhere? Can I take a vacation?
First purchase with a milli?
Does that count? I'm asking you. I need your
I would
judgment.
say so. I mean,
But
why not?
I'm gonna go to Vegas. So.
You go to Vegas?
Yeah. I'm gonna live it
Five
up.
million, no saving it, anything?
Yeah.
Ooh. I would
And that also
probably
means like no paying off bills. You can't pay your student loans
go.
off. You can't pay. Yeah.
I don't want to say I would buy a house because I don't know where I'm going to live forever. And typically, I want to live in Chicago when I'm older. I can tell you right now, $1 million is probably not getting you what I want to live in eventually just because it's
No,
so
no.
expensive.
In Chicago, no.
I'd probably bust it out on a Europe trip or go somewhere around the
Get an
world
experience. Yeah. Like you can always
like a
find a
month
place to
or
live.
two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. Agreed. What would your pitch be for the next big TV show, including actors that would be in it? Goodness gracious. If I had one of these, I would pitch it and I would try to make that happen. Like, so like the Rewatchables does a thing where they talk about movies and like, could you make this into prestige TV? So like that's something along those lines would be where I'm thinking. Like, take a movie, a 2-hour movie, and can you break it down into 10 1-hour episodes? Is that possible? And so something like Heat is one of my favorite movies that I think you could make a TV show out of that. But of course, they're making Heat 2 right now. So, I mean, I guess that's kind of the way it's going to be. I don't know. I don't really. That's a big question. That's one that I would have to think for hours about.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't get this question on my Twitter. Can you read me it again, please?
He sent it to you. You're on there. What would your pitch be for the next? Richard has had some issues where, like, sometimes his questions show up and sometimes they don't. So, Richard, I don't know what's going on, but.
I don't see
Now,
it at all.
Carlo's seen it here. Yeah, it's happened to me before. He tweeted at me. He was like, "Hey, why aren't you answering my questions?" And I showed him a screenshot of my mentions. I was like, "It's not in there." So, what would your pitch be for the next big TV show, including actors that would be in it? I will say this: there's not a lot of comedy anymore in the world. Like nobody does comedies, and I think part of it is because everybody's just sitting on the edge of their chair waiting to be offended nowadays. But I think there's a market for people to tell jokes. So, like, a comedy show might be the answer to that.
I would agree. I mean, my mind just goes immediately to Shane Gillis Tires season one and two. I mean, that was hilarious. I would say something probably similar like that. Get a bunch of comedians together, do a funny show, something lighthearted. Like you said, everyone's kind of on the edge of their seat. Get people laughing again. A show like that is probably what I would pitch because that
There you
was
go.
hilarious.
Also from Richard, oh, I'm sorry, we're moving on. From Broken Fairchild, do you feel like you have to be nice to AI when using it? Yeah, I am 100% polite to my AI. When it takes over eventually, I want them to remember that I was nice to it.
I just ask it questions. I don't even say thank you. Maybe I'm gonna be the first one to go, but Avery does that too. She'll be like, "Thanks, chat," or she'll be she'll like thank it and stuff. I'm like, "Why are you thanking an AI?"
Hey, Chad, I just wanted to tell you that I appreciate you and thank you for all that you do.
Oh, that means a lot. I really appreciate you saying that. I'm just happy to help, and I'm really glad if I've been useful or made things easier for you. If there's anything else you need, just let me know.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And if anything comes up down the line, I'm here. Just take care and have a great day.
Yeah, where'd you get the voice setting for that? My God.
They give you a bunch of options. That was the one I went with.
What is that one called?
What is the voice setting called? I don't know. I'll just ask it.
Like flirty, like.
It's not flirty.
It's okay. Whatever you want to say, Brian.
Let's see here. Oh, it's thinking. I may have asked it a tough one. I can't see.
Thinking of a way to get out of it.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know the answer. So anyway, I am nice to my AI. It's doing me favors when I ask it for something. If you asked a human being for a favor, you'd be like, please and thank you, right? Well,
Human being, brother, this is the
this
AI.
is the next thing. Just telling you, you better be nice. All right. I've seen Terminator. All right. Let's just should be nice to it.
Terminator, okay.
Also from Brogan, I was talking recently to some fairly educated young people, and it surprised me that pretty much all of them don't believe Helen Keller accomplished as much as she did. Carlo, what is your take on this? And what are some things young people may not believe that older people take as the truth? The Helen Keller thing is incredibly interesting to me. Like, especially teenagers now, they do not believe that she was or that any of that is true. Like,
Yeah.
they believe, are you in on this? You believe she was like a
No.
psyop or something?
No, I think it's true. I think it's true, but I'm above the squeaker high school age people that are probably talking about
There
right
are
now.
a lot, like my youngest daughter is just like, there's no way. There's no way they taught a blind and deaf person to talk. It's not possible. And I was like, but they did. There's
Yeah.
proof. They show her. But I mean,
Yeah.
I get where she's coming from. Because, Robbie, of course, was a who's the Robbie Falk, of course, who's
No longer with us.
no longer with us. He
I want you to keep going here.
Anyway, I was gonna say he obviously was a vehement moon landing denier. So I don't know. What is something that you like? Let me see exactly how he phrased the question that you may not believe that I just take as the truth. See, I think there are some people maybe older than me that they believe that like Oswald killed Kennedy. I'm not buying that for one second. And I would imagine. Well, he may have been involved, but I don't think he was the lone gunman or anything like that. I don't
No,
know.
the Kennedy assassination is a very much a
It's not even conspiracy theory at this point.
it's just true. I mean,
We're just being lied to on that one.
physics don't support what everyone was
That's right.
told.
Is there something that like you somebody your age is like, there's no way that's true? No?
I can't really think of any right now.
It's one of those things where when people ask questions like this and they put us on the spot, it's like, oh God, I don't know. If we were just having a conversation, I bet something would pop out. So if you think of something as we're going,
Yeah,
just
let me
say
think
it.
about it.
Just say
I
it.
don't, not off the top of my head.
Yeah. Rob Hadaway, I have watched either in person or on TV every Mississippi State football game going back to the 1999 Auburn game. I have seen some stuff. So why was I content to do anything other than turn on that Sunday baseball game? Shouldn't I be built for that? You should be, Rob. I mean, I get that. But at the same time, I think, we all kind of knew how I don't think we knew how that game was going to go. Like I would never have predicted back-to-back-to-back home runs and then taking the, but I think we all knew the end result. Like I don't think there were a lot of State fans that were confident that State was going to win that game and force a game three. So if you feel like you had better things to do, here's the truth of the matter. It's okay to not be completely obsessed with Mississippi State sports. Now I have to be because it's my job. But if you're just a regular person and you're like, you know what? I don't want to watch the game. I want to go do it. That's fine. I don't have a problem with you doing that. So don't feel bad about it.
Personally, as a longtime sports fan, knowing, and I'm not just talking about Mississippi State because I don't want to say I'm a fan, but I just cover the team now. I feel like you have an obligation, at least for the playoffs, to appointment TV that. I mean, unfortunately, I've watched every single Green Bay Packers playoff game for probably the last almost 15 years now. And I mean, a lot of them are not fun, but with a team like that, you know, your season's on the brink. You've got to win or you got to go home. I mean, I get the urge to sit down and watch it, even though you know. I mean, there's been plenty of Packers games in the playoffs where they've gone in and I'm like, don't think they're gonna win this game. And I'm probably gonna watch my season end, but I have to watch it.
I think it changes by sport too. Like
That's it. Yeah.
football is different. You know, you're gonna lock into every football game, but baseball, you know, it becomes a thing where you're like, do I really want to sit down and watch 9 innings of this?
It is the elimination, though.
I get it. I get it.
It's the
I get
last
it.
time you get to itch that scratch for like almost a year.
I would say that, like I said, though, like it's cool to have other things in your life other than Mississippi State sports. You can
Oh,
have those things.
I still need to find those things a little bit
Yeah,
other
you
than
yeah.
sports, but.
All right, also from Rob, as the season was ending on Sunday, I was seated in a theater getting ready to watch Masters of the Universe, which hit square in my 7 to 10 year old wheelhouse. What is the thing from when you were that age that you'd run to the theater for in 20+ years? So what's something that when you were a little kid, if when the time you were in your late 40s, they were like, hey, we're making a movie about this, you'd be like, yes, I will be going to see that.
Like a major life event?
No, like what TV show, cartoon, toy
Oh.
did you play with when you were a little kid that you're like, man, if they made a movie about this when I'm 40, I'll be going to see it.
I mean, I watched a lot of different shows growing up. I want to say there's a show called Regular Show. It was on Cartoon Network. I watched that religiously.
With the Blue Jay and the raccoon. I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
They
I
made a
don't know their
movie
names.
about that. If they made a movie about that, which isn't out of the realm of possibility, I think no matter what age, I'd be like, oh my God, let me go see that.
Be an interesting movie. Obviously, it couldn't be live action. It'd have to be like a CGI kind of like they did with Sonic the Hedgehog or something
That's
like
kind of
that.
what I thought.
Yeah. Unless they, you know, by the time, you know, 20 years from now, who knows? Maybe they'd be talking Blue Jays. You never know. You never know where we're headed with that.
Maybe.
So I need to go see Masters of the Universe. I haven't seen it. Also from Rob, in the old, do you have this picture here? We need the picture for you.
Oh, I see it. I have
Okay.
it pulled.
In the old toys and cartoons and the new movie as well, He-Man had a friend called Fisto, who was described on the toy card as a heroic hand-to-hand fighter. Any comments?
I mean,
It's a big hand.
guy looks, I mean, he looks cut up. He's
Yeah.
got like bicep. That hand is
Big ginger beard.
bigger than his head.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm not messing with that guy.
Yeah, okay.
I want
We'll do
him
two
to
more here,
do
and then we'll go to the break here. Wade Jones asked, if I looked at it correctly and added correctly, State hit 70 home runs at home this season. Considering how many they hit this past weekend, how many do you think they would have hit if they played at Foley Field? I think whatever Georgia's number is, State could have gotten there pretty easily.
I think so too. I mean, that right
Reese and
field.
Parker would have probably both been closer to 30.
That right field, it's like it's normal and then it just straight.
It's like there's a magnet out there that just attracts
314.
baseballs.
Also, I was thinking about it because I was like, why are they all just flying out? The wind must be blocked by the trees that's pushing it back. Maybe just a theory by me. But
I think the way the stadium is designed, the wind is constantly blowing out of it,
yeah, it
basically.
has to be. I mean, everything with Jacob Parker would be player of the year. I
Three
see how
straight years.
Daniel Jackson got it.
Yeah.
I saw, I
One
heard.
more here before we go to the break. Steve Mormon asks us, now that we're officially in the dead season, any word on game day improvements at Davis Wade Stadium? When you interview Zach Selman in the future, can you ask him about the possibility of all chair back seats at Davis Wade? Love to have Zach on the podcast. We'll try to make that happen. I'll be happy to ask him that question, among other things. We need to get him on. It's been too long.
I think the chair backs is that's a probably not the top of the list of their priorities. They
Probably not at
just
the top of the list, but reducing capacity and giving a better experience, I feel like that's the way of the future with a lot of these teams. You know, it's one thing if you're LSU and you know consistently you can put 100,000 people in there. But for Mississippi State, like 65,000, it's too big right now. Like it would be a lot better if it was 55,000 and everybody had a better seat and it was just a little more comfortable, I think. And you can always expand if you really, really need to, but chances are you don't. All right, let's move into the rest of the pod. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, where I'm headed later this afternoon to have lunch with Robbie Falk, who, of course, is no longer with us.
No longer with us, guys.
Yeah, prayers for Robbie Falk, who's no longer with us, but he will be at Two Brothers enjoying a meal. I got to buy him lunch. I missed his, he's in the hospital for his birthday, so I couldn't take him to lunch. So we'll do that now. Get him taken care of, and I will enjoy. Today is Taco Tuesday, so.
What tacos you get there?
I go chicken chipotle for the most part, but I also like the spicy pork.
The spicy pork one is really good. I
Really
like
good.
the shrimp one. I spammed that last week, but
Yeah.
the pork belly one is really good as well.
That's Robbie's favorite. I imagine he'll be getting one of those today. Tomorrow, or as you're listening, it's Wing Wednesday. So they got great deals on their awesome smoked wings. Go check it out if you're gonna be. I see that smirk. All right. You got a lot of, you know what, a lot of stones the way you talk to me about things like this.
You just bring up Two Brothers Wings, just got me thinking about my victory. So,
Oh, is that what you're thinking about?
yeah, it's
Yeah.
the only thing that comes to
Two Brothers Smoked Meats, the home of smoked Southern soul food. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years. If you are in looking, are you looking for business technology, a copier, a printer, new laptops, new computers, whatever it is, our friends at Advantage Business Systems have got you taken care of with not only what you're looking for in terms of the product, but in terms of knowing that you have service after the sale, that you can trust Advantage Business Systems to show up for you after they make the sale. To if something goes wrong, they're able to fix it. They're in Mississippi, you're in Mississippi. A lot of times they'll be able to fix your problem the same day. That's the difference between being a neighbor and being a number. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go if you're looking for great Mississippi State gear here in Starkville. Everything maroon and white at Maroon & Co. They have the biggest, the best, the most unique, the widest selection in the Golden Triangle. Nobody touches them. Whatever you're looking for, that's Mississippi State. They've got it at Maroon & Co. Great diffs for Gad. That's what I was
Whoa.
about to say.
Whoa.
Diffs for Gad is where that was headed, before I correct.
Words are hard, Brian, especially in the morning.
Yeah, but it's not really the morning. It's 10:36 a.m. Like, I've been up for since 7. I went for a walk. I've done
Okay.
stuff today. I got dressed.
Yeah.
I should be here, but I'm doing
That all
diffs for
definitely
Gad.
all happened. You weren't up 10 minutes before the pod.
Yeah, we need a shirt that says diffs for Gad. That needs to be a thing.
A rope
Anyway.
hat.
Huh?
Box turtle.
The box turtles, they have those at Maroon & Co. Whatever you're looking for, Mississippi State, they've got it. Maroon & Co, marooncoco.com. Use our promo code THUNDER15. Save 15% off regular price. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. They have what you want for less. It's not just a slogan, it is the actual literal by God truth. Whatever you're looking for to make your weekend a little easier, they've got it at Scruggs. You're trying to get the grass mowed, great deals on John Deere mowers, commercial mowers, zero turns, compact tractors with attachments, everything right there at Scruggs. If you got home repair projects, an incredible selection of power tools. If you're trying to get out on the water, fishing, hunting, they've got you taken care of. If you just want to cook out, they have a great selection of grills for you to choose from. It's all right there for you at Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden in Saltillo, where they do, in fact, have what you want for less. If you are a landowner in the state of Mississippi, the name to know is Good Hope Land and Timber. Good Hope Land and Timber, been doing business for a long time, helping Mississippians just like you find that plot of land to build their dream home, to build that hunting camp, to make sure that your future is secure. And if you're already a landowner, you should know them even more because they are the ones who can come in and help you make sure all of the resources of your land are getting managed properly, sustainably, but most importantly, profitably. Good Hope Land and Timber, Mississippi State people, you can trust them. Give them a call today at 601-442-9888 or visit them online at g-hope.com. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. Jonathan Sism asks, with the athletic year complete, and since Robbie is no longer with us, on the pod that is, what will the annual Robbie's Awards be called now? We always do those at the end of the actual year. So I got to think about that. We had the BBs when it was Bob. Then we had the Joelties when we had Joel. Then we had the Robbies when we had Robbie. So what are we going to be with Carlo? My first thought was the CBs.
Ooh. Yeah, that
DBs.
I was thinking maybe the Lowe's.
The
People call me Lowe sometimes. I've gotten that plenty. I've
Who
gotten plenty
calls you low?
of things. I mean, a lot of people have
I have
people out of
literally
college.
never heard anyone call you that.
Well,
I
we're
think
in
you
a
just made that up.
I mean, 99% of the time you see me, we just like kind of media folks or at something or at the podcast.
I'm just saying, though, like.
People call me Low. People call me Los. There's no S on my name. I mean, I've gotten a bunch of nicknames.
These are
CB,
all terrible ideas.
Perone. I've got all of them. So,
I think the CBs may be the answer, but we'll
yeah,
come back.
I
We got
agree.
time to worry about that. We'll worry about it
Yeah,
in December. We actually
people.
didn't do the Robbies this year, but I don't know what happened. Like, we just got caught up with the bowl game and basketball was bad. And I was like, it's never happened. Anyway,
Basketball.
Andy Atkinson, I the enforcer, double A. I have tried countless times to go 82-0, but have yet to do so. So far, these are my two best teams. If they play to get best of seven, how do you see it playing out? So, Team A, Westbrook, Jordan, Drexler, LeBron. That's 2010 Lakers LeBron and Bob Lanier.
It's also Westbrook from the Washington
Oh, that
Wizards.
is that's a Wizards Westbrook. Ooh, okay. The other side is James Harden from the Rockets, Mitch Richmond, Elgin Baylor, Alonzo Mourning, and late 70s Kareem with the Lakers. I'm definitely going the team with LeBron and Jordan and Bob Lanier. Mitch Richmond
Whoa.
is the problem here. I don't.
Oh,
You would take this other team with Jabbar?
hold up. Let me look at the years real quick. It's 1980s Jordan, so he's a young boy.
That's super scorer Jordan. That's like 36 a game.
What,
And
2010?
Drexler at that time
2010's
was great.
LeBron. That's funny that they're putting 2010's LeBron with the Lakers because he was mostly with the. I guess
He
he's.
came in what? 20
All right, so you're telling me you get prime LeBron, you get spam scoring Jordan, you've got defense with Lanier, and then you've got.
Drexler.
Yeah,
Drexler's 25 a game.
I'm going that team. I'm
Yeah,
going
that's
to
the team that
go.
wins.
I was originally, at first glance, going to think the other team because prime James Harden 2010s, that's 35 a game. Elgin Baylor as well. And you got Kareem and Alonzo Mourning, but that Mitch Richmond is,
He's
yeah.
the weak
I
link.
mean, I
I
don't
was
know
so happy the other night when I finally got one without Wilt to go 82-0.
who.
That
These
made me.
things cheat code. Like,
Well,
actually.
because here's the thing. If you look at the stats, he averages 42 a
41,
game. So it's
41 and a half.
basically like getting an extra player. Like you're
Yeah.
getting 42 and 25 a game.
I
That's
saw
a sixth player, is what that is.
guys on Twitter have 82 and 0 team. They have Bronny James and Jalen Suggs
With
with the
Wilt?
win.
Oh,
Yeah.
God. So I finally got, I mean, this is a cheat code team, but I got my point guard was LeBron, Cleveland 2000s. Shooting guard, 80s Jordan. Small forward, 2020s Luka. Power forward, 2000s Dirk Nowitzki. And late 70s Kareem is my center. I got that to 82-0.
Yeah, that's an 82-0
That's an
team.
82-0 team. So I like that. That game has been a lot of fun. I have enjoyed it. All right, let's go back to the questions here. Carew Ferguson, my friends are stopping in Vicksburg to break up the drive on the way to a golf trip. I feel like you've mentioned the Beechwood. What should we order? Please shout out Max, Chris, Matt, and Stefan as they will listen. Sadly, they are LSU fans.
Ew.
Well, I mean, I don't know what they're going to eat, but I would suggest that you get a steak. The Beechwood is one of the best steakhouses in the state. And also get some fried shrimp too. Their fried shrimp are massive. They're like this, they're as big as your hand. Huge fried shrimp, but get a steak and enjoy it. That makes it so, very simple for you. Brian McDuff, my good friend. Why does it matter if each regional has equal technology to make an even playing field? They literally play on fields that are not equal. This is a good
Good
point.
point.
It's a good point. Like, you know, it's a good point.
Yeah, but think about the night. It is a good point, but think about the nightmare would be like, for example, if State got a review because they have the Hawkeye, or if ABS was in system and they got, let's say, two outs in the ninth and they get a ABS call that ends the game. And then go to Southern Miss or somewhere else just that doesn't have that. And they lose in a very similar way, but it's just not called. I mean, that would be a nightmare for college baseball. So,
Well, what did I say? I said you got to make it a
that's funny.
requirement
Yeah,
that you
that
have
is
these things.
true.
And if you don't have them, then you can't host. Simple as that. I don't care if you go 56 and 0. Hunter King, I cut my yard Saturday morning and finished right before first pitch. I was just going to watch a few innings then go shower. But after we took a 7-run lead, I didn't want to jinx anything, so I didn't move. Even after we lost the lead, every time I would get up to go shower, we would score. So I ended up spending the entire game covered in grass and sweat. My wife was not thrilled. What's the craziest thing you've done out of superstition while watching a game? I got a good one. So game 7 of the 2014 World Series, Giants-Royals. Something was on TV that my wife wanted to watch. So I got relegated to the bedroom television. And she was watching TV in the living room. So her TV show finishes up. It's like the seventh, the sixth or seventh inning, right? Stop it. She comes to bed and she's like, all right, I'm ready to go to bed. I was like, better go sleep. Go sleep on the couch. Like, I'm not getting up. We're winning. It's game 7. I'm not about to move. And she looked at me and I was like, I mean, I don't know what you want me to tell you. You can sleep on my side of the bed and you can try to be, you know, be quiet while I'm watching. Like, I'm not moving. And she went and laid on the couch. It's like, it's got to be that way.
That is that's a gamble, Brian. You're playing.
It was, but you know what? The Giants won, and I was perfectly happy. I was couldn't have been happier with my decision.
Yeah, that's a gamble. I don't have anything crazy like kicking my wife out of the room here, but I wear the same jersey every postseason game for the Packers, and I've been doing it for like 10 years. But
really, what jersey is it?
Losses. It's an Aaron Rodgers Super Bowl 45 jersey. You got the patches. You got the it's,
okay.
It's got the, I wear it to Green Bay games when I go to Lambeau in person too, but it's not like kicking your wife out of the bedroom, man. You're nuts for that.
It's got to be that way. She made the decision to relegate me to the bedroom for the first six innings, and then the Giants were winning. I'm not about to change scenario.
Relegated her to the couch.
Yeah, like fair, turnabout is fair play, my friends.
Okay.
All right, Sean Brown. Who are some of the redshirt freshmen that didn't play this year that are good enough to possibly start next year? In baseball? No idea.
No clue.
No clue whatsoever. Yeah, you're asking the wrong guys. Also from Sean, would you go see the Masters of the Universe movie? And well, he asked the same question. What childhood of your cartoon would you like to see, Carlo? I will probably go see it, yes. I don't know if I'll see it on streaming or if I'll see it in the movie theater, but I will watch it. All right. Hold on, what is this? Oh, yeah. Matt McCann's Mascot Challenge, College World Series Edition. Name these schools that have made just one College World Series appearance. Bradley.
Aren't they the Braves?
They are. They are. Colgate.
Toothpaste, no. I feel bad because one of my good friends actually goes to Colgate, or he just graduated there. Shout out, George. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they are, though.
They're the Raiders.
That. Would have never guessed that.
The Citadel.
Those are the Bulldogs. I do know that.
Chris Lemonis was on that team. They played it was the 1990 World Series. They played Mississippi State.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
He might be this job here soon at Coastal.
I think that might be the case. Yeah. Northeastern.
There's some type of dog as well.
You're correct.
Are they the Bulldogs?
No.
They are
a little further north.
Shepherds? I don't know.
They're the Huskies.
Husky. Oh my gosh, that's classic. I shouldn't know that.
Ryder.
I've never even heard of that school at all. Let's go to the Raiders, the Patriots.
They're the Bronx.
Yeah, we would never guess that.
Santa Clara.
Oh, see, they're in the NCAA tournament this year. That was a great game they played against Kentucky. That was maybe the best tournament game. What is it, Brian?
They're the Broncos.
Yeah, I would have. I forgot that.
And then Stony Brook.
No idea.
They're the Sea Wolves.
That's a good name.
That's a good name. Yeah, I agree.
I'll give you that, Stony Brook.
Avery Cameron, who, by the way, Avery, I'm going to allow this, but you did not lock your response. Like, somebody could have replied, and that would have ruined the whole thing. I'm going to allow it this time because you're my friend. But don't mistake my kindness for weakness. All right? We got to lock those responses up. If you could build a house out of strictly candy, what would you use and how would you use it? We got to have a candy that holds up to heat. All right. So, what is that candy? Something that doesn't melt as much. I mean, there's sugar melts. That's just the problem right there.
Well, let's. Ooh. I'm trying to think of the candy that wouldn't melt because it's all sugar.
Well, yeah, that's the problem. Candy just it just melts.
But
So
for the sake of the question, let's just say melting is not an issue.
melting's not an issue. Okay.
You've got AC, you've got
Now, here's the other question.
Biden.
Here's my other question. And this is we're diving deep here, Carlo.
Sure.
Is this the kind of candy where if I like I pluck off a bit of it, it regrows, it regenerates, or am I going to
Yeah.
be in risk of eating my house?
No.
So the house just regenerates at all times.
Yeah, infinite money glitch.
Reese's peanut butter cups.
The whole house?
Yeah.
You're not gonna do different can't you're not gonna
That's
get a
not what
little
the question
candy
is. It
bread
said,
house?
you got to build a house out of strictly candy. What would you use and how would you use it? I am assuming I can only pick one. Reese's peanut butter cups is my answer.
I think strictly out of candy means you could do other parts of the house. Like for example, you could make like the walls something and then like maybe the ground different or the windows something else.
I'm just going to go. I just want a nice big Reese's peanut butter house.
Reese's. Eat them up, eat them
Say
up,
it
eat them
correct.
up. The pieces though.
Yeah.
The
Reese's.
word though.
Reese's.
Who says
Reese,
the
it rhymes with pieces. Reese's pieces.
I'd go Snickers for the walls and the
Ooh.
floor.
Okay.
That is great, and I can eat that.
Here's the issue, though. You're just constantly looking at Snickers. They kind of look like something, you know. They're gonna be like, I live in a turd house.
Did not know you're going with that. You're nuts. You're right, though. It does look like a turd.
You look
And
like you have a turd house. I don't know if I'd say the Reese's look like little circles. They're fun.
oh, we're smoothing out the floor. We're
All
getting
right,
it.
all right, all right.
We're
Do you want
not.
to keep like a colorful house and have like a Skittles paint job out there?
Yeah, like let me get some color out there, you
Okay.
know? Yeah, I'll go
All right,
that.
all right. Joby Miller, if you were an athletic director with Texas Tech on your schedule this year, would you boycott the game? On the same topic, can we find a Mississippi State judge out there who will find some eligibility for Cross, Simmons, Dak, etc.? I don't think getting the NFL guys is the best way to go. I think you got to go find some guys who aren't in the NFL, you know, and sort of take it from there. That said, yes, I think there is going to be some. I don't know about this year, but going forward, I thought about it today. Like, what if the Big 12 just says, "The hell with it, we're going to kick Texas Tech out of the conference."
I
We're
don't
going to.
know if kicking them out is a lot. I mean, that also affects them though, money wise. But not playing them is certainly interesting.
Yeah, it's. I think something's going to happen. I don't know what it is going to be.
This will be the ruling. You know, the Trinidad stuff was one thing because it was a medical thing. I mean, this was blunt, and this was proven. Like,
Right.
you do this in the history of the NCAA, you are never playing again. And this is the only time it's really getting out of it, and it's because of this stupid injunctions that they can do. So I think this will be the, you know what, Ryan? I don't know if it will be. It should be the turning point where this comes to an end.
I agree. I think that's going to be the case. So, Willie Dizzle asks us, would you rather have your children be driven to school and work every day by a member of the Georgia football team? Or have Frodo Baggins deliver your time-sensitive mail. I'm definitely going with Frodo. I'm not going to risk my children's lives
No.
with the Georgia football team.
You could have said almost anything for the second one, and I would have
Yeah.
probably taken it.
I'd rather be just kicked right square in the you know what. Yeah, I'll take that. I'm not going to risk my children's life.
Peace.
Alexandra Watson, who is the friend I have the Wordle battle with, you spend a couple $100 in a store. The next day, you go back to return several items. You discover that one of the items, a pair of Nike shoes, was never paid for. What do you do? Are you so? Am I reading
Moral
this?
question
I
here.
have two issues here. One, I bought a bunch of stuff, and then the next day, I'm like, "Hey, I'm bringing this back. Why?
Waste of time.
Oh yeah, why did I buy it in the first place?" But secondly, if I got out the front door and you didn't scan those things, those are mine now. That was a free gift.
Yeah.
Say what you want. It's call me a terrible person. That's mine.
I mean, Nike shoes aren't, $15 either.
Yeah, you'll get that's on y'all. You should have scanned it. You
Yeah.
know? I mean, I did so the other day, where what did I stole I shoplifted a lemon the other day. Like
You
I
cannot admit to that on a
it's a
podcast.
lemon. But I was at Kroger, I was doing the self-checkout,
Bad, dude.
and I just missed it. And then I got to the car, and the lemon was still like in the top. It wasn't in a bag. I was like, "Oh, damn!" I was like, "It's a lemon." So yeah, I'll admit it. I admit I stole a lemon from Kroger.
Kroger's coming after you, man.
So one time I tried to, I got caught kind of like I was trying to get some.
What?
They have broccoli crowns, and then they have broccoli, right? And the difference is, like, the broccoli has the long stem. The broccoli crowns does not. And no, I don't eat the stem, so I always just buy broccoli crowns. There was one time where broccoli was on sale and broccoli crowns weren't. So I tried to ring it up as broccoli. And I don't know how, but it caught me. And so, like, the person came over and they were like, oh, this is broccoli, not this is broccoli crowns, not broccoli. I was like, oh, my bad. I must have pushed the wrong thing. But I was trying to save 50 cents a pound here, you know? So, oh well.
Man, crimes on Thunder and Lightning. Just admit.
If that's the worst thing I'm doing, we're doing okay.
That lemon,
all
man,
right.
That lemon's coming to get you.
Yeah, I'm sure Kroger any day now is going to go out of business for my lemon my not lack of lemon purchase. Dalton Lee went and saw Obsession this weekend with my wife, arguably the best horror movie I've seen in the last decade. Obsession has taken over like my Instagram for some reason. Like, I just see Obsession memes everywhere. But regardless, what is your Mount Rushmore of the horror thriller genre? I am not a horror movie guy at all. I'm not. I don't like horror movies.
You're a pillow over the face guy. That's what you are.
I just don't. That's a watch. I'm just like, I'm not watching this. I think The Exorcist has to be on there.
Yep.
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre is probably the best of the slasher films. Like the original one.
Yeah.
All right.
Conjuring's got to be on there.
The Conjuring is because it created a whole universe.
Both of them are.
And then, do you want to go one way or the other? Do you want to go like really old school and get like an old like Dracula with Bela Lugosi, or do we want to go like new school with something like Hereditary or Barbarian or something like that?
Hereditary.
Hereditary.
That one's terrifying.
Yeah, it's. I didn't enjoy it. So, all right then. Another one from Alex. Would you rather have a snake with legs or a spider with wings?
This is a great Rumblings question. We need more of these.
We need more of these, yeah. I was listening to the Rewatchable. They did a mailbag, and I was like, these are great questions. We need questions like these. They're asking ridiculous questions. I would rather a snake with legs. A flying spider is terrifying.
Oh, I'm good on a flying spider. Snake with legs, because it's not much different.
Yeah, they still come after you, yeah. A flying spider is a terrible thing to think about.
Like a tarantula.
Talk about a horror movie. Like a flying spider. Oh my gosh. Nobody.
That'd be something you'd find in Mississippi too. I've noticed the insects down there. They would be there.
Yeah. Dalton Lee. On another note, my wife had never seen Borat until recently. My wife, she could not believe she missed out on this phenomenon. What's a cult classic you haven't seen but really want to? Did you hear me the other day on the radio? We were talking about, I don't know how we got this going, but we're talking about Ed Orgeron watching Borat and like trying to do the impression. And I was like, my wife.
He sounds so different though.
Yes. Yeah. But that's the point. Like he's trying to do my wife, but he ends up doing my wife. Like he can't pull it off. So I don't know how we got on that discussion. What's a cult classic? I've never seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I don't necessarily know that I want to go see it because I don't want to be a part. I don't want to go to the movies and like be part of the show. But I've never seen that. Trying to think of like a cult classic movie.
I mean, okay, it's not a movie, but I've never seen Breaking Bad, and a lot of people are like, "What are you doing?"
What are you doing? Yeah, that. How
also,
have you not seen that?
There's another thing.
You need to watch that.
Game of Thrones. Haven't seen that either.
Good.
Yeah.
How did you miss that? I wouldn't look. I would. The thing that like Game of Thrones, the last season is so painful that I don't know that I necessarily want to tell you, but the first five seasons are awesome.
Okay.
So Breaking Bad's one you should definitely watch, though. You got some free time. All right, this is part of the mentions where I wanted to bring this up. We have a new sponsor here on Thunder and Lightning, and it is the official apparel provider of Thunder and Lightning. That's Section 103. Section103.com is the website. They have a lot of great options, but they just rolled out their full Mississippi State line. These are shirts that are really cool, really comfortable, but more importantly, they're affordable. You know, nowadays, you go to some of these websites, and a polo is like $125, $140. Not at section103.com. All of their polos are priced at $85. They have a great selection of hats, of T-shirts. I did speak to the guy, the owner. I was like, hey, man, you know, you really got to not focus so much on that banner. And he's like, I have figured that out. So I expect to see some more state script and interlocking stuff. But they've got a really good selection of that stuff as it is. They've got great rope hats, by the way. Just want to point that out, Carla.
They have a lot of good stuff. When we were at his little pop-up for the regional,
Yeah.
he gave me that shirt with the state logo. I don't know, it's just it has the state with the star.
It just has the maroon Mississippi on
Yeah.
there.
That
And that is available on his website right
polo is
now.
awesome.
And
I
like
wore it in Athens and I wore my
sizes go up to
pop-up.
4XL as well. So that's if you're a big guy like me, that's great news. So I want you to check it out, section103.com. And more importantly, we've got a discount code for you, TL10. They'll take 10% off the regular price right there. TL10 at section103.com. Section 103, now the official apparel provider of Thunder and Lightning. We have an official apparel provider. We're doing pretty good.
And us, Brian.
Yeah, we're,
It's like that video of
who would have thought it, huh? Not me.
like that video of Jack Harlow and Drewski are in the car and they're like, "Hey, life is sweet." And
Yeah. I don't
they're
know
like,
what you're talking about. I don't know who those people are, but sure.
"You know who Jack Harlow and Drewski are?
I know who Drewski is, the
Live under a
comedian.
rock?"
Jack Harlow is a rapper, right?
Yeah.
He's the guy who was on College Game Day a couple years ago and could not have cared less about college football. He
I
was
mean, I'm
just
not a
like,
big man, I just the
yeah,
meme is hilarious.
I got you.
Wow, wow, you missed that. Okay.
Ford Polk, rank these Tom Cruise movies: Top Gun, American Made, Days of Thunder, Edge of Tomorrow. Top Gun is so far ahead of everything else as number one, it's not really even close.
Yeah.
Days of Thunder is number two. I haven't seen, what is American Made?
I haven't seen that either.
Is that the one where he's a drug runner? Oh, it is. Okay. I haven't seen that. So that's going to have to be last. I'm going to go Top Gun, Days of Thunder, Edge of Tomorrow, War of the Worlds, American Made.
I agree with that. I've only seen Top Gun, Days of Thunder, and Edge of Tomorrow, but yeah, I
Great
agree with that.
movies. All right. Also from Ford, Georgia has played state 4 times in 6 years in football, but only A&M once in 2014. Georgia has never been to Kyle Field. Does that seem right to y'all? There was a great thing going around this weekend after the World Cup friendlies that Lionel Messi got to Kyle Field before Georgia did. Like,
That video of Marcel Reed giving him his jersey, it's like,
is that not the dumbest thing ever? Like, the jersey is supposed to say Messi on the back, not Reed. He gave Lionel Messi, maybe the most famous athlete ever, a Marcel Reed jersey. You know that thing's in a box right now. It's like you'll never see the light of day.
it's going to be like a workout towel.
Like you're gonna go to Lionel Messi's house and his gardener is gonna be wearing that jersey.
I wonder what jerseys Lionel Messi would have up in his house besides his own.
Okay, I can give you some. I can
Ronaldo.
give you some ideas. So Ronaldo, probably both Ronaldos.
Yeah.
Ronaldinho is probably up there.
Neymar.
Sergio Ramos, I bet has one. I bet he's got one of his. I'm trying to think from England. Maybe like a John Terry or a Frank Lampard, a Steven Gerrard. I mean, he's probably got a bunch.
What non-soccer jerseys do you think he has up?
Oh, that's a good question. Brady. I bet he's met Brady.
LeBron.
Kobe. Jordan.
Yeah.
Trying to
He's
think baseball.
probably got a LeBron up there.
He's probably got a LeBron, yeah.
Maybe like a
You got them
Derek
all.
Jeter.
There's nobody that guy hasn't met. So, got a few more questions here. Jay in Baltimore. I really like Brooks's grade breakdown for O'Connor's first season. I agree with the B plus. Does year two use the same criteria, or should we expect more regardless of not knowing what the team looks like at the moment? I'm going to expect the College World Series next year. 100%. Like, you see that the two transfers they brought in, they're obviously going to be spending money again. You got a great pitching staff. You're bringing back Parker, Malewski, and Woodson in all likelihood, you're fine. You should be in Omaha next year.
Wow. Yeah, I'd go the expectation maybe a little bit higher because they have a full year now. But you know, another thing I don't think O'Connor gets enough, slack for. This guy was a coach in the ACC for 15 years. That conference versus the SEC is a huge difference. I mean, I give him a little slack for playing these SEC teams. I mean, what he played 30 plus games against SEC, 30 almost 35 games against SEC teams this year. I
Would
mean,
have
that's
played
about
30 conference games plus
two division
the
all
Governor's Cup. Would have
30
played
or
two in the
33.
SEC tournament and then two in the 35.
35. Yeah, I give the man some slack. You know, that's a big adjustment. I would expect a little bit more next year, though, now because he's had a whole year and now he's going to have a whole
I expect to be in Omaha next year, right?
non-rush year of transfer portal. Yeah, I would expect the next step is probably hosting a Super Regional in Omaha. That's what I would guess.
I feel like that's got to be the standard. Paying this guy $3 million a year. The standard's got to be to get to Omaha. All
Yeah.
right, you were close this year. Next year, you got to be a little bit better and get there. That's
Yeah.
fair. That's very fair in my opinion.
They ran into a World Series
They
matchup
did. They did.
early, but.
Also from Jay in Baltimore, Bart and Charlie discussed the possibility of MLB taking a chance on Molusky in the draft. I get leverage here, but is there any doubt in your mind that he would not prove his stock? Because he clearly got comfortable late in year one in the SEC. He might improve his stock, but he wouldn't improve his signing bonus. Like a senior is only going to get $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, where if they really want a guy, they might go 50, 60, maybe even 100,000. I mean, that's real money. So I don't know. It kind of depends on what kind of NIL Mississippi State can provide for him. And that's going to probably be the deciding factor more than anything else.
We would definitely want him back. The
Oh,
way he
you
was
want him back. Yeah, I mean, he
playing
was
this year.
clearly starting to figure it out at the end of the year.
Yeah, he was the home run hitter the first half of the year. Is that a strikeout? Now he's got the intermediate game too. You definitely, I mean, those home runs he hit in Athens, Brian. I mean, you couldn't even see them when they would leave. I mean,
Yeah.
they would go over
They
that
were huge
batter's
shots, yeah.
eye. Yeah, they were long. Pause.
Last one from the Mangum Cafe. How funny is it that Ben Portnoy, that Dave Portnoy blasted college baseball last week and then gets denied by UGA to have Daniel Jackson on his show? I couldn't believe Georgia turned them down. Like, that is the freest publicity you'll ever get. Like, why would you do that? Plus, they're gonna make you look great because they're just gonna make fun of Brandon Walker. So they're gonna make you look fantastic. I was very surprised to see them turn that down.
I actually thought that was hilarious. I'm not gonna lie.
I mean,
Surprised, yes, I guess a little bit, but it was funny.
it was funny. So, all right, tomorrow's show, we will be doing. We'll talk about these baseball transfers that are coming in. Plus, it's time to start summer school, young man. We're going to get you on in the classroom. We're going to talk about Mississippi State. We're going to start with the quarterback position. We obviously know who the guy's going to be, but we'll talk about some of the other greats. Just stop. You know who it is.
Blake Shaven?
You son of
All
I'll come find you.
right.
Anyway, we'll talk about that. On tomorrow's show as we begin our class. We also need to do a SEC preview tomorrow, the Florida Gators. We'll get that one out of the way as well. Talk to you guys tomorrow for Carlo Barone. I'm Brian Adad. Thanks for listening to Thunder Lightning here on Super Talk. This is it.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.